Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt, and I know you are very familiar with Dr. Ngozi Ezike. She is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. And, you know, if you think, well, you know, what do they usually do? What did they do before COVID? Pretty much if you have eaten in a restaurant, if you have swam at a public beach, if you have camped, if you have drank a glass of milk, they have been a part of keeping you healthy. How are you this morning, Doctor?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
So you've been a part of IDPH for 15 years. Prior to that, you were at Patient In Care at Stroger. You worked within the juvenile detention system, the medical aspect of that. And I was surprised to see that we have the biggest amount of juvenile people in our custody anywhere in the nation. It's here in the Chicagoland area. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, the juvenile detention center in Cook County is the largest single site facility in the country.
So all of that, and you graduated with honors from Harvard, and I would imagine you still have people questioning why we're forced to wear a mask.
That's correct. And I think one of the simplest answers is because right now at a school district in southern Illinois, we have nearly 300 individuals that are either isolated or quarantined because of a huge outbreak in a school where masks were optional. And so we have at least 54 cases and still counting, and another almost 250 close contacts. And, you know, schools are shutting down when the whole point was to keep everybody in school. Like, that was something that everybody agreed on, that kids needed to be on school. And to do that, we needed to have masks. We still need to have masks. We need vaccination and we need masks so that our kids can go to school, so that we can limit the spread of this virus.
Dr. Ezike is joining us on 720 WGN and really became the face. I really got to know you, and I watched all those press conferences early in the pandemic, and it was something I watched with my mom. And Iridian, who is producing the show, was so thankful to you on behalf of her mom, because her mom speaks Spanish. And of course, you always finish the conference by repeating what you say in Spanish, and so we're appreciative of that. What are your back-to-school recommendations? I mean, the kids in Chicago went to back-to-school yesterday. Yes, they're wearing masks. We still have transportation issues. There are people saying that there are probably school closures in our future, or, you know, at-home learning at some point. What's your feeling about that?
You know, there will be some transmission, but the idea is to minimize it. We want as many people to have as many days of in-person learning as possible. And so the number one thing that we can do is to get vaccinated, whether you're a child who's 12 or above, whether you're a teacher or a parent, as many people that get vaccinated, that helps all of our schools, you know. And then after vaccination, which is the absolute best tool, universal masking is actually the law of the land for all schools. And so everyone inside of a school needs to be appropriately masked. They work, and they will allow you to be in school for more days. If you are masked and at least 3 feet away, then even if you're buddy 3 feet away who was also masked turns up with COVID, you now won't have to be quarantined at home for 2 weeks. So you get to stay in school as long as you test. So we need vaccination. We need masking. We need schools to set up maybe a weekly testing program so that we do identify a single case more quickly before it turns into a widespread outbreak. So we need to do all these things. And then even when we're out of school, to protect school, we need to think about the things that we're doing outside of the school. And so that means, you know, your indoor extracurricular events, you know, wear a mask so that you don't catch COVID outside of school and then bring it into school.
Oregon instituted an outdoor mask mandate. Is that something you see in the future of people in this state?
Well, we never can rule anything out. You know that COVID has really thrown us a lot of curveballs, this whole pandemic. You can't really plan or predict. What we know from what we've seen so far is that transmission is much higher indoors, and it's lower outdoors. But if we get some information, if the science, if data shows us that there's more transmission outdoor than we like to see, you know, we can make changes. But right now, we think that the risk of transmission is significantly lower when outdoors. And so the masks we have the mask mandate for indoors. But again, in a hugely crowded setting with hundreds and thousands of people, of course a mask would be helpful. So on your own, people can use a mask in any setting that they feel, you know, they might need to, you know, cover up. And so that should happen now, regardless of an outdoor mask mandate.
In the past 24 hours, there's been a lot of news breaking out of the continent of Africa about the C.1.2 variant. I understand that less than 100 people have been hit with this. Is this something that we have to worry about coming to the U.S., specifically coming to Chicago?
Well, we absolutely know that any variant that emerges is only a boat ride, train ride, plane ride, cruise ship away. So, of course, there's no way that it will just stay local. It's already been identified in Africa, I think in some parts of Asia and the Pacific. So, again, we don't know the properties of this variant yet. We don't know if it's, you know, more infectious, if it makes people sicker, does it, you know, completely evade vaccine immunity. Like, all that information needs to be identified. But, you know, of course it's a concern, but it's just another reason why we need to get vaccinated now and wear our masks.
What is a mandate specifically? A lot of people call and say, well, what is a mandate and how can you possibly enforce it if it's not an ordinance or a law? Can you please speak to that?
Yeah, so a mandate does carry the weight of the law, and it can be enforced. You know, the indoor mask mandate is the same as previous, where businesses or workplaces are responsible for compliance, and, you know, law enforcement or health authorities, you know, do have the ability to enforce when the appropriate steps are not taken. Similarly, the executive order covered employers are responsible for, you know, excluding employees from the workplace if they're not vaccinated or don't show proof of a negative test on a weekly basis. So, you know, there are a lot of things that can happen to schools if they're not in compliance, including potentially losing money if you lose your recognition status, not being able to participate in whether it's the high school sports association or the elementary school association. So, you know, losing funding, losing the ability to participate in IHSA or IESA sanctioned sports, you know, there are multiple consequences to not following, you know, these mandates.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, I can't imagine how busy your days are. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to give us a call here.
Thank you for sharing this important information. Remember, vaccination and masking is really our key to freedom. They are our best tools out there.